Well, hello once again. It's good to be with you. Are you ready? Now, when I tell you the title of this message, you're going to think, oh, not again. Are we going to hear this again? Well, you're going to hear it again, but I have a purpose for bringing it to you again, because it's the most important message you will ever hear in your lifetime, or any lifetime. The message is called Born Again. Born again. Are you born again? Are you sure? Now, I don't believe for a moment that there's somebody listening to this message that doesn't profess to be born again. Although, I kind of would like to see that come about, because if you believe you have to be born again, then you don't really need to hear it over again, do you? Oh, yes, you do. Because there's something, every time you hear a message about what has a title that you heard from the past, don't just take it for granted that, hey, that's it, I know what that's all about, forget it, I'm not even going to listen. Wrong attitude. You know, especially when it comes to the Word of God, being born again is crucial. It's crucial. I ask that you'd stay with me for the next 28 minutes, and we'll settle this matter once and for all, okay? Okay, I'm going to ask the question again. Are you born again? Okay, let me put it this way. Are you born again from above? Now, we know you can't be born again physically. But when the Bible says born again, the Word of God is saying born spiritually. Okay. Are you ready? Well, here's the scenario. This is your day to lead another precious soul to the Lord. Okay? Okay, are you ready? Got your Bible? Got the pages all flagged so as not to fumble when you knock on that first door? Okay, let's see. What else do I need? What else do I need? Okay, well, let's go to John. The book of John. Okay. John chapter 3. We'll start out there. This is the place where you should start anyway, okay? Verily, verily, John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus is talking to Nicodemus. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's quite simple. It's quite plain, isn't it? And you know what? It's true. It's true. Yes, indeed, it's true. Now, I just want to slip over to 1 Peter, verse 23, and read what is written here. Okay? 1 Peter 1, chapter 23. We read, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Forever. Wonderful words out of the scriptures that we must remember, we must attend to, we must tell others about. Oh. Well, okay. You all ready? Okay, put your thinking caps on. Here we go. Well, you know, the very first thing I need before I can activate the Word of God is, of course, prayer. Pray. Pray without ceasing, the Word of God says. So, I'm not going to go any further till I say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Almighty God, please, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom to convey these words to those who are not quite sure, or those who are not sure at all. Oh, Lord, place it in their hearts today that Jesus Christ might be lifted up and glorified through it. For I ask it in his precious name. Amen. Amen. Okay. We said the prayer. Now, you don't have to pray at this moment. You just listen. And at the end, perhaps you'd want to pray. Okay? Pray. Now, why must I pray? Why? I'm already loaded with God's Word. Oh, perhaps so, but being loaded is nothing more than a shotgun blast before you pull the trigger. You'll never bring home the bacon. You'll never bring home the bacon. Where have I heard that before? Many, many moons ago, I dare say. In all things, let your request be made known unto God. Unto God. So, let's do that right now before we proceed with this message, okay? Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, today my heart's desire is to reach out to another precious soul in the hope of directing him or her to thy throne of mercy and grace. Father, even before I go forth, I ask you would direct my path to these souls you have prepared for me on this day. Please give me wisdom and utterance, and when all is said and done, O Lord, may thy heavenly host rejoice in knowing that another dying soul has found his way into thy presence. In the wonderful, wonderful name of your dear Son, I pray. Amen. Okay. Now, as Christians in pursuit of lost and dying souls, which is every Christian's mandate, really, we just can't sit still while the lost and die and have no fear of eternal damnation. That's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to give His Word out. Tell others about Him, right? The term born again to a lost and dying soul has become merely a catchphrase. That's all it is. It warns the listener of something they may or may not be. So where do we begin? Where to begin? Well, not claiming to be an authority, as pre-mentioned, before you walk and before you talk. Okay? With that said, let's go forth, preceded by God's wisdom and prayer, before you go and knock on that first door today, or before you go where the lost are, the dying, the perishing, maybe to a hospital or some other event. It's always, I find, you know, if you try to witness to somebody where there's a lot of people around, you may not gain much ground. But if you can separate that person, say, oh, could I talk to you for a minute in private? You know, your chances are far better. So, are you ready to go forth? Are you? Wisdom in prayer. Wisdom in prayer now. Although, you know, I must admit, I've never been really good at door-to-door anything. However, since Jesus became my mentor, I have, by His grace, been directed by way of my personal website, Battle Site for Christ, also my ongoing Saturday morning broadcast over this station, the Just Jesus Radio Network, plus my retirement home preaching, along with some in-church preaching as well. Hey, I may not be the best there is, but I have a few clues about God and His great mercy. Oh, yes. When you come out of the darkness like I have into the light of His precious love. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful feeling it is. a Christian school supervisor. Oh, wow. That was the toughest one of all. I use this term rather fondly, not sternly. I had the rule over, say, 20-some children in one room. And they aged in like 6 years old up until near 20 years of age, all in the same room. So naturally, I had to go from this level to that level to that level. And me, not being having any real experience in teaching, and certainly without God's desire for me to do this, I could never have done it. It was no easy task, but it was something that had to be done. And God laid that on my heart, and I did the best He would have me do. Oh, His grace was sufficient. Oh, I'll never forget it. It's a long time ago, but the memories are there, and they're fond, and I try from time to time to reach out to some of my ex-students, you know, back then, and once in a while, I'll make contact, and they'll give me thank you again. But not everyone in that class, not everyone came to accept Jesus Christ as Savior. And you know, I feel real bad about that. I feel that I've let them down. But you know, when I talk to God, He talks to my heart and tells me, you did what I wanted you to do. It's not up to you to save them. There's a good point. You know, sometimes you can get carried away and say, oh, I got to make sure they understand this. They've got to know this. I can't leave until they know it. No. Tell them the truth. Give them the Word of God as laid out in the Scriptures. And then pray for them. Pray for them. Prayers. Oh, that's what it's all about. Prayer. More things are gained through prayer than this world dreams of. Oh, yes, indeed. You know, the term born again, nobody likes to hear that, really. Not these days. And that's a shame, because technically, that's what you're saying. Not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. It's scriptural. If we turn to the Gospel of John, John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus vehemently, I say vehemently, responds to Nicodemus. And now, I said this earlier, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. There you have it. Plain and simple. But you have to digest it as a singular soul. You can't do it as a group, because you don't know the hearts of the one sitting or kneeling next to you. Only God does. You do it as a singular soul. Okay? Except a man be born again, he cannot not see the kingdom of God. Now, where's the problem today with this verse? And this is really why I called it born again, because it's something that should be preached consistently. Here we go. Okay, by way of women's liberation, which can only be deemed a feminine curse, really. Women's liberation. Now, I'm not saying that women should be locked up. I'm not saying that they should be crucified. I'm not saying that they should be condemned in any way. I'm not belittling the women when I say this. I'm talking on behalf of the Scriptures, okay? Ladies, I hold back not when I mention the word curse. Oh, please, listen carefully before you throw me aside or call me some name I don't want to hear or can't repeat. Please, listen, hear me out. When God created the male-female genders, He knew what He was doing. I think you'd agree to that, wouldn't you? Because God knows everything. He's everywhere. He knows all things, right? Now, this may hurt your female pride a bit, but God made it very clear in Genesis. Now, way back in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis, God made it very clear. Oh, First, now we're talking about creation, the time of creation here. First, he made Adam, right? We don't have a problem with that, do we? No. First, he made Adam. Then, taking a rib, taking a rib, only God can do that, right? From Adam's side, created woman. Do you have a problem with that? I don't see why you would. Oh, some women today might. They might say, is it not the other way around? They took a rib out of woman and made man. Oh, I don't want to get into that. That's just foolishness. But this is what the Word of God tells us. Created woman from Adam's rib. Adam, rib, Eve, in that sequence. You got that? Adam, rib, Eve. Then, are you listening, ladies? Are you listening? Please, please don't turn me off. No, please hear me out. For if you deny this and do not repent, then salvation can never, never come to you. Can never be yours. Now hold on, you're saying. Hold on there. You're saying that women have to believe they evolved from a man's rib? Don't shut me out. Yes, I am. But God said it first. And God's Word supersedes us all. Okay? God's Word supersedes us all. Okay. Now, I want to go to, Genesis, way back in the first book of the Bible, okay? Genesis 2, and read verses 22 and 23. Are you listening? Oh, please stay with me. Please don't throw me aside. Not yet, anyway. Don't throw me out with the bathwater. Please hang in there. Genesis 2, 22 and 23. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. And verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. One flesh. They're not my words. I didn't write them. They're God's words. They're God's words. They're precious. They're holy. How does all this affect our salvation, you may ask? How? When Jesus the Christ went to the cross once for all, he did so that we would be cleansed of all our iniquities. All our iniquities. If, there's that little big word again, if we what? Repent. That's a real ugly word to a lot of people. Oh, I believe in Jesus Christ, yes, but what's this repent stuff? Well, the Bible says repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? They're not my words, they're God's words. This, of course, includes the sins of the flesh and of the mind, past, present, and future. What I'm saying is, if you refuse to believe that sins are repeated from the Old Testament times, if not repented of today, are still under the blood of the Lamb, then yes, they are, however loss of rewards may occur. You cannot lose your salvation once you have it, but you can lose a lot of rewards that would make you feel a lot better about your beliefs. Oh, yes. A lot of us fall by the wayside when we hear that. Well, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I walked an aisle. I did this. I believed in what the Bible says to believe. But, hey, I'm just a person, you know, and I walk about in a world that's gone crazy, and I'm trying to walk for God. It's not always easy. I understand. I've been there, and I'm still there. But the key phrase is pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. The bottom line is we can't always recall the sins of our past. We can't. However, we can still bring them before the throne of grace. Have you got that? The throne of grace is there. It's waiting. It's open. Have you been there? I pray so. You see, God knows. God knows. We are told to search the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. For in them we think we have eternal life. We think we have eternal life. The first time I heard the words born again, I just trembled. I wasn't saved at the time, so it didn't really reach home with me. Born again? What's this? What wacko religion was that, I thought. Of course, that was before I ever picked up a Bible. You see, I was a Catholic back then, and not allowed to read the Bible. That's true. Not allowed to read the Bible. I was told that Catholics, I have a hard time putting my tongue around it now, that Catholics could not discern the Scriptures. You know why? Because the priests told them so. Only the priests could discern the Scriptures. The wisdom of the priests was the final word way back then. It's many years ago, but it hangs in there today in a lot of places. Once saved, well, I took hold of my mother's King James Bible and, through prayer, discovered John 3:16. I'll leave it right there. John 3, not John 3:16. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, a Pharisee. Ye must be born again. Being born again simply means the supernatural Word of God being born from above, made spiritually alive, and declared righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. Free from the grasp of that old devil Satan. In the end, if you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. It's that simple. And you will spend eternity amid the flames of hell, where the worm dieth not. The worm, of course, being your soul. While being born again is spiritual, well, we will receive new bodies. Us who are going to glory, we will receive new bodies. Wow, I love that. Like that unto Christ. Like unto Christ, unto Jesus, and live forever in His presence. Wow, am I looking forward to that? Oh, yeah. Someone once asked me, but how can one be sure he is born again? How? Through new desires. Through wanting to please God. Focusing on God's Word. The Holy Scriptures, of course. by no longer desiring what the world has to offer, but yearning for things from above, what God has to offer. My friends, these are the signs of salvation. If therefore any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. There's a lot of people walking the pavement today saying, of course I believe in God. Sure, I know I'm going to heaven. Sure, I'm a good person. You know what? That's become an old wives' tale now. There's none good. No, not one. And if you argue over the Word of God and cause it to be inept in your thought pattern, then, hey, you got a problem, a real problem. Yes, ye must be born again. Okay? Not from the womb, but spiritually speaking, you must be born again. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for inclining your ear toward my message today. Fancy way of putting it, maybe, but there's nothing fancy about salvation. It's real. It's not a dream. It's not an afterthought. It's the only way into the presence of Almighty God, and it's the only way you can avoid the flames of hell. And if that isn't good enough for you, there's nothing more that can be said. God's word is final. I pray you'll believe what's been said here today. You'll take it and ponder it. And even if you do believe you're saved, consider carefully what has been said. You might be fooling yourself. I pray you are saved, but you never know. You might not. You might be living in two worlds. I pray you'll leave one of those worlds behind and devote yourself entirely unto that which is spiritual, that which is above, that where Jesus reigns. For it's in His precious name I ask and pray. Amen. Amen.